Black Run by D. L. Marshall. The John Tyler Series, Book 2. Read by David Morley Hale. For G and A. Chapter 1. There was near silence as I switched off the ignition. Just the ticking of the big V8 engine as it cooled, the soft patter of Atlantic sleet on the windscreen, and the muffled thuds coming from the boot.
"If you don't knock it off, I'll drive us into the sea."
The thuds stopped. I coughed, winced, angled up out of the seat, and crept my fingers under my hoodie. They came away wet, so I already had my answer. But I held them up to the moonlight anyway. Sticky blood. The wound in my side was worse than I'd thought. I wiped my fingers on my jeans, then drummed them on the worn, shiny steering wheel, scanning the dim road through the steam rising from the bonnet. My left hand flexed on the gear stick, clenching and unclenching my fingers, wincing with every click, but refusing to let my damaged hand seize up. Not now. Not when I still needed it. Not when I was so close to the end. I should have been sat in a ride with dubious provenance. Something still filled with someone else's CDs and sunglasses and sweet wrappers. The worn banknotes I'd handed over the only papers denoting ownership, at least until it was burned out. Unfortunately, problems in the Alps meant I'd gone with Plan B, hence sitting in my own Audi RS4 estate, albeit sporting false plates. I looked at a scrunched-up cardboard tablet packet in the passenger footwell. A tear forced itself up into the corner of one eye. I blinked it back down, pushing the memories with it, down to join the others, at least until this was over. Across the empty square, La Rochelle's Cathédrale Saint-Louis finished marking 2 a.m., its chimes rolling around the old buildings of the Place de Verdun. The Alps to the Atlantic coast in under 8 hours. My hands buzzed, legs ached. I brushed hair from my clammy forehead, scratching at a tingling scar through my eyebrow. There was time enough to finish this before the meet. I closed my eyes, inhaled deeply, let the pattering sleet on the windscreen and distant gulls briefly carry me away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?